This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. That would mean I am JR. It's true, I ain't retired. Not yet, anyway. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm here with you, everybody listening all over North America. Thanks for hanging out. I'm only going to be here for one more hour. After that, Dave is going to turn my microphone off, and I got to talk to myself for the next several hours until we're back tomorrow. I'm here every single weeknight, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Let's get this out of our system, okay? We're talking about Tom Brady. We're talking about his retirement. The good, the bad, the ugly. We talked about his future venture into the broadcast booth. We talked about the Bucks' future at quarterback. We talked about Jimmy Garoppolo. He's done in San Francisco. We talked about DeMar Hamlin. An amazing thing he's doing right now, working with the American Heart Association to encourage people to learn CPR. I absolutely love it. I love it so much, damn it. Let's listen to this announcement by DeMar Hamlin. It's a cool initiative. Listen.
What's up, everybody? It's D-Ham. Once again, I want to thank everybody for the love and support over these past few weeks. As you know, CPR saved my life earlier this year on the field, and CPR could easily save your life or someone you love. That's why I'm proud to announce that I'm partnering with the American Heart Association and kicking off DeMar Hamlin's 3 for Heart CPR Challenge. And of course, this one's got 3 steps. Step 1, go to heart.org/3 to watch a short video to learn hands-only CPR. Step 2, donate to the AHA to fund CPR awareness and education. And step 3, challenge 3 friends to do the same. To kick things off, I'm challenging the GOATs. LeBron James, Tom Brady, and Michelle Obama, you've all been challenged.
I'm going to learn CPR. I don't know how to do CPR. I know how to punch somebody in the chest. I haven't had to do it in a while. I know how to kick somebody in the chest. But I'm going to learn CPR. And I think it's an amazing thing that DeMar is doing. And so I encourage you too. You might be able to save somebody's life that you care about, that you love. Somebody might be able to save your life. You know, Shep, I know a lot of schools, I feel that they used to do this, but aren't there certain places where they would require you? Like, we don't teach this in school anymore, right?
We do not. So I don't know how it is at private school. Public school, they definitely do not teach it. And the reason is, JR, because it's very expensive. Like, I had to pay in order to coach in New York City. You need to be CPR certified both for kids and adults. It should be something that's free.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It should be something that's free. And I'm sure that we have organizations and individuals who can finance such a thing.
Right.
And you know what? That might be something that I look into doing. That might be one of my next ventures, for people to go out there and learn CPR, or at least have it more widely available, because it's a simple measure that can save people's lives.
Sure.
I mean, we spend so much damn money on nonsense and garbage that we can have funds allocated towards life-saving measures. So I'm going to put that in my own, mental bank as an initiative that I may try to work on into the future. That was one announcement. And good on Damar Hamlin for doing that, encouraging people and raising awareness. And we know the other announcement we got today was Tom Brady. He called it a wrap. He's done. He's like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm 45 years old. I done won everything. I got seven Super Bowls. I've been around for 22 years. I'm done. He has a 10-year, $375 million contract just sitting right in front of him with Fox for him to go upstairs into the damn booth. And he may take a year off. I have no idea. And so we've talked about a lot tonight. And then I gave you a top six list. A top six list to pretty much just tell everybody, you know, your favorite thoughts and memories of this Tom Brady guy. Like, what stands out to you? And I give a new top six every single Wednesday night into Thursday. And if you missed the full explanations and all of the audio, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. We did it last hour. And at number six, I gave you the Tuck Rule game. And number five, I gave you Deflategate. And number four, it was his first title, winning in 2001. That came in the same postseason as the Tuck Rule. And number three, I gave you every single time that Tom Brady lost. And you know what? To kind of rub it in, and why not? I'm doing what I feel like. How about in like 2012, when the New York Giants won the Super Bowl? And there were a couple of guys, Wes Welker, who were out there dropping passes. This became like news that Gisele Bündchen, his wife at the time, was just like, hey, my husband can't catch and pass at the same time. She was caught cursing somebody out, yelling this at them after the game in like one of the tunnels. Listen to this from CNN. Hi, Nichelle.
Gisele just watched her husband lose the Super Bowl, and apparently she was getting heckled by some Giants fans as she went into the elevator. She must have not known that there was a camera rolling and that this could get out, so I just kind of want to show you what happened. Take a look at this. Yeah, she was venting about some of Tom Brady's receivers on the team. Now, I don't know if there were any receivers' wives nearby to hear that, but I cannot imagine that she knew there was a camera there rolling and thought that this would get out.
Yeah, every time Tom Brady lost is a memory that I like, including the Eagles. Thank you, Nick Foles. At number two, Tom Brady moment that I always remember. At number two, I told you it was his last title, his first and only one with the Buccaneers. And at number one, it was, and we ain't going to play this audio again. I ain't doing that again. It's when they came back in 2017 and they beat the Falcons.
You said play the audio again, JR?
No, don't do that.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't play the audio, but let's listen to Tom Brady after the win. That's a little more digestible. Let's hear that.
It's hard to win a game in the NFL and to beat this team and to get down 28-3. And, you know, it was just a lot of mental toughness by our team. And, you know, we're all going to remember this for the rest of our life.
All right, now we got that done with. I don't ever want to hear that again. I'm glad I don't. And the man had an amazing career. And I've been saying this for quite some time. I'm glad. Make room for new blood. He's had an amazing career. Absolutely respect everything that he's done. Amazing. But I'm glad I don't need to see him at the end of a game. I don't need to see him charging down the field, game winning this, setting up a field goal, a touchdown. Them days are over. Let me see Justin Herbert do it, or Burrow, or let me see more Mahomes. Let's see what Hurts can do. New blood. All the best to Tom Brady and retirement. Most accomplished quarterback ever. Phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What is your most memorable Tom Brady moment? It could be good or bad for him. I don't care. Let's go ahead and talk to Eddie. Eddie is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eddie?
Mr. JR, thank you for taking my call.
No doubt. Eddie, what's up?
What do you think about the best time the Brady had was when he split with his coach.
Hey, Eddie, you're a jerk, man.
No, man. But, you're a but jerk. Seriously, I mean, come on. Are they both doing any good?
Well, one guy won a Super Bowl and the other man's been looking for his replacement.
But, you know, I think it was on your show. I don't know if it was on your show, but I know it was on your station because I love your station. You guys are great there.
Well, thank you. But somebody was on our station and said what?
And they said that they should go back together just one more season to see how they do together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody else said that. I don't.
Like that.
Yeah. I think those two guys have had enough of each other. Well, thank you, Eddie.
Oh, my God. All right. Thanks for taking my call, man. Thank you. I love you. I love you, Station. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Eddie. Eddie's just like, hey, a great day for me is when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick split up. That's a nice sentiment now, isn't it?
If you ever decide to do comedy, Jared, which you already do on a nightly basis, but if you do it in a more traditional sense, you need Eddie in the front row.
He's just going to laugh, right? He was cracking himself up.
Yes, he was.
He was cracking himself up. But when you have people in the front row, don't you got to make fun of them, right? Isn't that what people do for comedy?
That's not your style, though. You're good enough where you don't need to hang on to low-hanging fruit and ridicule and deride other people in order to make the whole audience laugh. That's not you. You're too good for that.
Don't insult the audience members?
No. Kevin Hart, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, Jerry Seinfeld, they never do that.
It's only like the new comedians do that, right?
Exactly. It's the ones that know, listen, I'm gonna do an old page here from the old book. If I can't get people to laugh, at least they'll laugh at this person in the front row.
Well, have you been to one of these comedy shows recently?
I've done comedy shows.
You've done comedy?
I've done my fair share of stand-up.
I never got no invite to no comedy show.
Well, that's because it was in Memphis, understanding that the New York audiences tend to be a little more critical.
I would go to Memphis tomorrow. It's right here. Not right here. It's close.
Right.
I go.
I was in my late 20s. I'd do it again. Really, you just need to make sure you bring enough friends and family when you're performing. And if enough of a crowd is laughing, the rest will follow and fall in line.
That's why they give everybody two drinks. They want you to get drunk so you laugh.
Oh, no. They don't give you two drinks. They make it mandatory that they charge you two drinks. And it's up to you whether you want to drink it or not, which in essence you're going to drink it because it's mandatory.
Oh, you're damn right. Yeah. If I'm paying for two drinks, somebody going to drink it.
Exactly.
Well, they do that because the comedians suck, right? They need an incentive.
Yeah.
You need an incentive to laugh, so let's liquor you up and make money.
Exactly. They're not having a two-drink minimum when Kevin Hart or Dave Chappelle performs at MSG or the Verizon Center or the Crypto.com Arena, whatever they call it in L.A. Exactly.
Yeah. You think Tom Brady, is he going to get like a roast?
I tell you what, people would that would be must-see TV because he is America's golden boy.
Who should do it?
Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark?
Mark Wahlberg should do it. They have close ties. He understands that Mark Wahlberg. You know who should do it? You know who he's close with? You know who would do it, honestly? Jimmy Kimmel. He would do it because they have a good relationship.
Jimmy Kimmel is funny.
Well, he is. He's been on network television now for more than 20 years in the same time slot. He's doing something right.
Yeah.
Come on. You know he's funny. I'm not saying
he has a good sense of humor. He's not,
right.
You know, make you fall out your chair.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's, you know, Groucho Marx, Martin Lawrence funny, but he does his job well. I wouldn't put him in the category of Trevor Noah or, you know, Jon Stewart, the guys that really make you think outside the box and enlighten you and also make you laugh at the same time. Jimmy Kimmel is a low-hanging fruit, you know, very tepid, very, you know, sophomore comedian. I agree with that.
That's why I like Chris Rock. It's a lot of introspective humor there.
Absolutely.
It's well thought out. And then poor Will Smith, not poor Will Smith, but
Bad Boys 4. You seeing it? You pumped up about that, JR?
Well, what are you talking about?
Bad Boys 4 is coming out. Will Smith's comeback is officially on.
I have never seen one Bad Boys movie.
You might be the only one. Everyone has seen at least one snippet of a Bad Boys movie.
I have been in rooms where Bad Boys has played, and I'm just like, I don't want to watch this. I've never seen Bad Boys.
You got to see one, JR. It's worth it.
Yeah. People are gonna. I know what's coming. You never seen Bad Boys? No, I've never seen Bad Boys.
Well, Jared, I don't have to tell you this because, but most people don't put him in the same category as Dave Chappelle and Eddie Murphy and Chris Rock.
Who?
Martin Lawrence. I don't think people realize how big his show was and what kind of a cultural impact that had.
Martin?
Yeah, but I don't think.
Oh my
God. No. We know that, but I don't think younger audiences know how great Martin Lawrence was at his apex. He just fell off the face of the earth.
I would give a. No, he didn't fall off. He just made money. I would give a. I'd give a. What's up? What's up? What's up? I didn't want to do it, but I did it. You're laughing. Yeah, Martin, you couldn't go in. Martin was on TV every day, all day. It's like there's Martin Lawrence. He's everywhere.
He was. It's funny because him and Will Smith were arguably the two. And apologies to Jerry Seinfeld and Jennifer Aniston, but in the 1990s, you can make a legitimate argument. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence were the two biggest names. And this was when podcasts didn't exist, obviously, and this is when Netflix and Hulu and all that stuff didn't exist.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Those two individuals, apologies to Jaleel White, were the two biggest stars in television, and they were under the age of 30.
You killed Urkel with one sentence.
Well, that's because that's the only thing he's known for. So I don't want to take that away from him, but Jaleel White's known for nothing else.
He also did voiceovers.
But most people don't know that.
What did he voice? He did something, right?
And that's the point. Much as you know about pop culture and American history, you can't even distinguish and decipher what Urkel did in terms of voiceovers.
Stefan Urkel. I remember Stefan.
Yeah,
Urkel.
But that was the same show.
Right.
Right.
The ABC was good on Friday nights, remember?
I remember TGIF, Step by Step.
Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Full House, obviously, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, which doesn't get enough love.
God.
You remember that with Raven Simone?
Well, I was going to tell you something about Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gotten because you know Mr. Cooper does stand up comedy.
Okay, is he hanging out? You get it?
He's a little handsy. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
And somebody told. Well, I was witness one. I'm like, what are you doing, Mr. Cooper?
Did he leave Olivia alone? That's what I care about.
Raven Simone.
Yes. Did he leave her alone?
You know, he's an older fellow.
Right.
And you know, sometimes you become an older fellow, and you might hug somebody a little too long.
Yeah,
it's just one of those.
Speaking of older fellas, and when I'm sorry, this can't go unsaid. When we think of these great comedians, he's been gone for far too long, and he died far too young.
Don Rickles.
Him too.
Oh no.
Bernie Mac.
Oh my God.
Great.
I'm not scared of you.
Yeah.
You bleeper bleepers. Oh, man. Bernie Mac was hilarious.
So good.
Oh, Bernie Mac was great. I didn't really like his show either. I maybe saw one episode.
But that was when Bernie Mac became commercial. That was when he became mainstream.
Oh,
I'm talking about when he was with the Kings of Comedy and Cedric and Steve Harvey and D.L. Hughley, et cetera.
Ruthless.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Bernie Mac was amazing. Listen, if Bernie Mac was alive, I'd pay to see Bernie Mac roast Tom Brady. I'd pay to see it.
Yeah. Kevin Hart won't hold back. Dave Chappelle won't hold back. You know who'd be great on that, too? Bill Burr. He'd be phenomenal roasting Tom Brady.
I was
going to
say, Bill Burr is funny.
Yes.
Hasn't Bill Burr roasted an athlete here or there recently? He did the NBA roast, right, or something like that?
That was Jay Farrell might have done the NBA show.
I saw Bill Burr, I think, in Shaq, and it's like All-Star Weekend or something like that. I don't know.
He's too, you know, he's not, I don't know if he's clean enough to do TNT, though.
I think he did.
And even NBA TV. I don't know if Bill Burr's clean enough.
Burr was in Star Wars.
Was he? Bill Burr was in Star Wars?
He was a smart ass in The Mandalorian, yeah.
He did
a good job.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so
you've never seen The Mandalorian?
No, I've never seen, you're going to think this is insane, I have never gotten into Star Wars. When I think of Harrison Ford, I think of Indiana Jones. I don't think of Star Wars.
You know what? One day, take a month and just watch Star Wars.
Is it really that good?
Star Wars is one of the greatest stories that any human being has ever come up with. It's an excellent story of good and evil.
I'd watch for James Earl Jones, and he's not even in it. You just hear his voice.
Oh, well, he's, what's his, Darth Vader's
right.
Badass.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I would watch for him. I'd watch James Earl Jones in anything.
Well, he's badass. Yeah, maybe this next call is badass. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're taking your calls on Tom Brady memories. Maybe you got a good one. Maybe it's a bad one. Alan is here. Allen from Toronto. He's in Florida? Hey, Allen, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What the hell are you doing in Florida? Escaping?
Yeah, I'm in the Villages, which is halfway between Orlando and Ocala, and I'm here for 2 months. I'm on the Airbnb, so I'm retired, so I'm down here for 2 months.
Wait. So it's like 5 degrees in Toronto, and you really said I'm just going to spend my time in Florida?
Yeah, exactly. Take a chunk out of the winter. You know, my wife hates winter, so we're going to take a big two-month chunk out of it. So
you're on vacation in Florida for 2 months.
Yep.
And you're calling me right now? Why are you not out in the club or something?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I should be having a few pops, a few beers, you know. So.
But go ahead.
Okay, it's exactly 8 years ago today, February the 1st. Well, it's February 2nd now, but February the 1st. In Phoenix, in the University of Phoenix in Glendale. And Malcolm Butler's slant route intercepted Ricardo Laquette's at the one-yard line with 20 seconds to go. And Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, they must be absolutely in a horrible situation now because they're going to have to live with it the rest of their life. And it was a very improbable 28-24 victory over Seattle. And Tom Brady, that was his sixth Super Bowl and, at the age of 37. They had a 10-point lead in the third quarter, and they had 14 unanswered points in the fourth quarter for Brady. So that was one of his biggest moments. There have been miracles. This was a miracle of biblical proportions, the way it ended.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
20
you know
seconds ago or so.
Maybe things would be different for Russell Wilson right now if people were able to call him a two-time Super Bowl champ. But we can't rewrite history. Hey, Allen, I got a beef with you.
Yes.
You went all the way from Toronto, Canada, and you went all the way down to Florida, right outside of Orlando, and you skipped right the hell over me in Georgia. What's your problem?
Actually, I went to Murphy's. There's a Murphy's restaurant not too far from you. I went there because Murphy owned it, so I was there.
You were here in Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia. We passed Interstate 75.
Stopped here in Atlanta?
Yeah, if I would have known your address, I would have dropped in to see you.
My address? I'm dead smack in the middle of the city, man. I'm on Peachtree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Peachtree. Yeah, there's six Peachtrees there, isn't there?
No, the main one.
Oh, the main one, yeah.
And you just skipped over me like I'm nothing.
I
thought we had a better relationship than this, Alan.
All right, next time on the way home, I'll give you a shout when I get
you're
a
chance. You're lying. Yeah. Don't lie to me. You're lying. Yeah, you're giggling. Yeah. Listen, don't worry about it. Because when I'm up in Toronto and I'm hanging out on Yonge Street, I ain't calling your ass.
You probably won't have time. So.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Allen. Have fun down there. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, talk to you very soon. Yeah,
no doubt.
Thanks a lot for taking my call. Thanks.
Of course, yeah. I love it. The man is on vacation from Toronto to Orlando, and he's like, I'm going to listen to JR. I'm still going to call him. If I'm on vacation, I ain't talking to nobody, not even myself, let alone a wife or a spouse. What are you doing? Anyway, let's get out of that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take more of your calls on Brady memories and, Bernie Mac. Rest in peace to Bernie Mac. He'd be great to make fun of Tom Brady. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long-time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm looking at Twitter right now. You can hit me at JR Sport Brief. We're talking about your favorite Tom Brady memory. It could be good or bad. Unfortunately, the memory that stands out to me is when he beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl. But anyway, at JR Sport Brief, Mac Mojus says, at JR Sport Brief, Oh, he's telling me about what I said about Tom Brady. I'd pay to watch Bernie Mac roast Tom Brady. I would. Oh, Jeff Sykes. Hey, Jeff. Shout out to all my friends at the USTA. I'm going to get out there soon. I'm going to holler at you. Jeff Sykes says my favorite Tom Brady moment was when he split his pants at that charity golf match with Peyton Manning. I didn't think about that one, Jeff, but that's pretty good. Thank you so much. B. John at JR Sport Brief. As a Pats fan, my favorite Brady moment was Super Bowl 49. As far as legacies, it was the most important one. They didn't win for 10 years, and if they lost that game, his Super Bowl record would have been 3-3 at that period in time. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh from North Carolina.
How you doing, JR?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Not much. I think my favorite Brady moment would be that soundbite when he, I guess they were, when the Raiders were trying to get him when he was a free agent. He said, "You're going to pick that over me."
Oh, yeah. And we still don't technically know who they were referring to, right?
Yeah,
was
exactly.
It Derek? Was it Derek Carr?
Well, you see what they did with Derek Carr now. So.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and his ass is going to be playing in the Pro Bowl. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. Well, thank you, Josh. That was pretty cool. Yeah, he was on LeBron James' show, The Shop, I believe, when he explained that story. Brian is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking my call, JR. Robin Harris was a comedian that died way before his time. I don't know if you remember him or not. But Robin Harris.
Robin or Robert?
Robin.
Robin Harris?
Yeah, you don't remember him?
From where?
Bebe's Kids.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, them little. Oh, my God, yes. But he's not at the level of some of the guys that we mentioned now.
He died way before his time, but he was great.
His
album was pretty good.
Yeah, he was, but he wasn't in the category. I remember Bebe's Kids, a little baby with the diaper and the fly in his ass. I remember that.
But you had to stand up, the whole tape. Oh, back then, we listened to tapes.
I remember, but he wasn't in the category, but go ahead.
All right. The rivalry between him and Peyton Manning, he got the best of Peyton Manning all the time, but except that one Monday night when they were down, the Colts were down 17, and Belichick, supposed to be the genius he is, went for it on fourth and four, their own 40, and Peyton rallied back from 17 points down to beat Tom Brady on Monday Night Football. And I remember that game because I was in the football pool, and I was the only one that picked the Colts, I was losing. I was sitting in the bar. They left me, and everybody was making fun of me. Like, man, you blew the money. All you had to do was pick New England, and you would have split the pot. I won the whole pot, but I didn't win until the next morning because that game went out past midnight. But thank you for taking my call.
No doubt, Brian. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, anything involving cash is easy to remember. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. They played against each other head-to-head 17 times. 7 Super Bowl wins out of 10 appearances. Brady leads the head-to-head 11-6 against Peyton Manning. 11-6 he beat Peyton Manning. And then Peyton Manning, he was in the Super Bowl 4 times. He won twice. Yeah, Peyton Manning can't do anything but tell everybody, I'm on TV already and I'm successful. Sure. Damon is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, JR. How's everything going, man?
I'm good, man. You're very optimistic. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. Second time caller. Long time listener.
Thank you.
God bless you for everything that you do and the different views that you have with everything that you have on sports and as far as comedy. By the way, Red Fox is the best comedian. That's number one.
Okay.
But, JR, there was another caller that spoke about Belichick and Brady and with Brady leaving Belichick, and it was negative. I'm looking at it more of a positive note. When you leave a place that you've had success for many years, and in your first year, you achieve success by winning the Super Bowl, that's something to be said. That is my favorite Brady moment. It is tough to do. You have very different entities from all sides. You don't know this team. Of course he got Gronk. Okay, that's cool. But it's just Gronk. There are other different entities of which that he had to gel with in his first year and achieve success in winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Well, thank you, Damon, for calling from Houston. No, that is difficult. I mean, we've had a lot of people, including myself, make some jokes tonight at his expense. And why not? Might as well get those out, too. Yeah, I know Eddie. I think it was Eddie from Chicago. He's the one who made the joke about his favorite moment was Belichick and Brady splitting up. But you're right. That does show a whole hell of a lot about Brady, that he was able to leave, that he did leave, and that he was able to win on his own. Can't take that away from him. Rick is calling from Toronto. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call again, JR. Uh-oh. Deflategate, I think, is the most important thing. The reason I'm calling is, you know, you talked about you didn't think the FTX thing was a problem. I think it isn't a problem.
Wait.
Yeah?
You talking to me about crypto?
Yeah, because basically...
Whoa, hold on a second. I need help here. Hold on. Hey, Shep, you're here, right? Yeah, Shep is here.
Yes, I'm screening calls, but I am still here, yes.
Okay. Marco Belletti, you're here, right, Marco? Right?
I am here, JR.
I need help here. He's talking to us about crypto and FTX.
Okay, Rick.
Go ahead, Rick. Oh. Talk to us.
Okay, Giselle Bundchen and Tom Brady, I think they lost about $45 million in the thing.
JR, do you mind if I ask Rick a question?
No, let's hear him first. Let's hear him.
Okay. You said that wasn't going to be an issue of him signing the contract, if, for example, with Tampa Bay or going to Fox. I think he should go to Fox to pay off Giselle in future when about the divorce thing.
He already has a deal. He has a deal in place. It's not where he should go. He has a deal in place.
What you said in the past.
Well, hold on, Rick.
What?
It's not what? Listen. Hey, Marco, you hear what I got to deal with, Marco?
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
Hey, Rick, listen, he has a deal in place already done. When he is ready, he can make $375 million over 10 years. It's done already, Rick, okay?
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, good. Okay, awesome. Thank you, Rick, for calling from Toronto. You see, that wasn't so bad, Marco, right?
That was actually relatively painless. I got to tell you, JR, I thought that was going in a lot different direction.
I did. Well, Shep, I'm sorry. I let go of him before you had a question. What did you want to ask him?
No, the only question was, Rick, that's not what you discussed with me on the phone. It's like, if you're going to ask JR that question and completely try to derail the point of the conversation, at least have the decency, Rick, as a person who calls the show a lot, to at least let me know what you're trying to bring to the table with JR. That was a little bit disrespectful, Rick, from Toronto. And it did not. I'm not lost on the fact that the second you went to Rick in Toronto, the second he started talking, you go, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like that's every time.
Yeah, well, I'll say this, Rick.
I need to remember his name. His name is Rick
from Toronto. He is a character.
We have so many callers from Toronto, I can't keep up.
I know. But Rick is that individual. So Rick gives Alan a run for his money as the most garrulous non-breather you have as a caller.
We need, you know what? I'm going to suggest to him when he calls.
Which one? Both?
Rick.
Okay, Rick.
I'm going to tell him to stand up. And pace, just take a couple of paces while he's on the phone.
Hey, JR, what?
Maybe, I know, right? Maybe that will force him to slow down. Probably not. Probably, the guy probably got like 8 lungs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say, JR, you're the man. All these other radio shows, you hear the same boring stuff. And you know what I'm saying? I love how you bring them callers in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I know we've been talking about that old-ass Tom Brady guy. I'm going to tell you this as well. on the completely opposite end of the spectrum. Today was National Signing Day. We actually found out, you know, what teams are ending up with what recruits, and et cetera. Alabama coming out on top, Georgia behind them, even Deion Sanders, Colorado, he just got there. Their class was ranked number 23 overall. He was able to bring in two five-star recruits. And I don't see Texas A&M here in the top 10, so I guess they ran out of money. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got more callers here. I don't know what they want. Oh, they want to tell me about Tom Brady's moment. Yeah, let's get Tom Brady out of our system, folks, okay? Because after tonight, unless there's additional news, we ain't going to talk about this man for a while. No more comebacks and no more memories. Well, I don't think there'll be more comebacks, but let's just talk to you. Dom is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dom?
What's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My favorite Tom Brady memory is the 2007 AFC Championship game against the Chargers. I must have been like 6 or 7 years old. I remember I had a little Tom Brady figure. Some of those you would get at like Target or whatever. I forgot. I think it was McFadden or something like that. I forgot the brand, but I hung him from a rope on my porch thinking it was like voodoo would help the Chargers win. And now Patriots whooped us and ended up, I think that's the Super Bowl they lost to the Giants. I forgot. But, yeah, that's the most memorable moment I have with Tom Brady.
Yeah, the only thing that will help the Chargers moving into the future is getting a new head coach. Tom is calling from Fort Lauderdale. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Really appreciate the show you guys put together. That definitely helps me get through the shift. A lot of people get through their shift, you know, this time of night on the East Coast. And really quick, you know, it was tough coming up with, you know, my absolute most memorable moment. But to preface my memorable moment, I just wanted to ask you a quick yes or no question, if that's all right. It's your show.
You want to ask me a yes or no question?
Yes, just to preface my moment, just because I think you and I both like to make people think.
You can, and then I'll decide to say what I want afterwards if I feel like it. Go ahead.
Perfect. Does an innocent man flee?
Does an innocent man, what is it? You hit me with a Chinese proverb? Yes or no?
No, just a yes or no. Does an innocent man flee?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Give me some time here. Hold on. If I'm innocent, do I leave? Yeah, I do what I want. I can leave when I feel like it. You damn right an innocent man will flee. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that, again, man, you hit me with the left when I was looking for the right. That's one thing.
Sorry.
I love about your show. Anyways, my favorite moment was when Brady set the all-time NFL record. Yeah. Most games suspended for cheating in NFL history. Deflategate.
Number four.
He literally had his manservant destroy his cell phone. And everybody wanted to debate the PSI and the ball and this and that and who knew what. The fact of the matter is the guy destroyed his cell phone. He didn't comply with an investigation, totally culpable. And really, that's just the way you should look at him, you know, being really the biggest cheater, most fraudulent player, along with the most fraudulent franchise in sports history.
Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah, Deflategate, Spygate. Hey, Shep, let's listen to ABC when Tom Brady talked about how he didn't cheat by playing with the balls.
The NFL's golden boy left scrambling to defend his reputation.
I get the snap, I drop back, I throw the ball. You know, I grip it and I try to throw the ball. That's the extent of the, me touching the football. So I don't sit there and, you know, try to squeeze it and determine that. If that's what the Colts want to do, then that's what they want to do.
He got suspended 4 games. Nobody cares. I'm sorry. We know Deflategate there. What are we going to say, that Bill Belichick was doing voodoo with Tom Brady for 22 years? Well, 20 years? What are we doing? Bill Belichick was doing voodoo with Lawrence Taylor and Harry Carson. He was just – Bill Belichick is a voodoo priest. He's making all happen for everybody. No skill whatsoever. None. None at all. Barry is here from Boston. What's up, Barry? Uh-oh.
Hey, Jay. How are you, brother?
I'm okay.
So there's two guys that I love on radio love, and that is JR and Alan from Toronto.
You said radio love?
Yeah, radio love.
Okay. I mean, I hear radio love. I think something else, but go ahead.
So if Alan from Toronto, but before I get to my point about your Atlanta Hawks.
You got 1 minute less than that.
Okay. Before I get to the Atlanta Falcons and the Patriots Super Bowl.
50 seconds.
If Alan started a radio show that competed with your show, I would listen to him 7 days a week.
40 seconds.
And twice on Sunday. Because Alan from Toronto is the best caller in the entire world.
30 seconds.
He is the best caller in the entire world. So I love him. But my favorite Tom Brady moment was them beating
10.
the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, Barry, you got it in there in a minute. How did you do that? Hey, Shep, how did he do that? Hey, Shep, how did he do that?
Good. I'm sorry.
How did he do that? He did it in a minute. Now we got to let you go. Thank you, Barry. He spent 50 seconds talking about Alan from Toronto. And somehow, some way, he called the Falcons the Hawks and then still got his point in a way that everybody could understand.
You caught that too?
Oh, yeah, he's the Atlanta Hawks. I'm like, okay.
Good win.
Tell me about all our bad teams, why don't you? Thank you for the Braves for winning. Thank you recently. Not this past season. Well, that was fun. Hey, Shep, we don't got to talk about this guy until he decides to unretire again, right?
Exactly. Which I'm not putting out, off the table at this point.
Hey, I got advice for Tom Brady. Don't call Brett Favre and ask him for advice about anything. I think Tom Brady a little smart for that anyway. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'll be joined once again by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. If you want to holler at me, it's at JR Sport Brief. Shep, where can they find you, man?
At the Good Shepherd underscore JR.
That's good. If you missed a minute of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Shep is going to turn my microphone off, so I'm going to shut up now. But you shouldn't move. You shouldn't go anywhere, because Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. I'm going. Bye, folks.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.